So, your body is trying to tell you a story. A story that you probably didn't even know it was working on expressing. But that's why it's so important to unite with your physical body. Unite what's going on mentally with the physicality that you exist in. Because when you do, they meet. They merge. They find ways together. They see what it is that one has to say to the other. They see what it is that the next has because of the one before or after. They work together. They dance together. You need them both here. Honoring that, coming into that, allowing that to express. Allowing that to express. What does that look like when we allow ourselves to express? When we allow our body just to do what it does naturally, and we follow the lead that the body goes. We don't take the lead. We follow the lead. What happens? What does that look like? This conversation between you and you. What is one to the other? What haven't you said? What haven't you allowed to be said? What they communicate like? What they link as? What they look like together? What being together feels like. What embodying your body feels like. Listening to this body of knowledge looks like. Letting this beautiful body of knowledge that we walk around in, letting that guide us. Instead of us guide it. What happened? What would happen if you decided to let your body take the lead and show you where you needed to go? What would it say to you? What would it tell you it needed? What would it tell you it's lacking? So many what ifs, but listening, learning to listen, staying in that space, hearing your body, honoring your life, honoring your intuition, keeping them all together, merging as one, under one house, one house. What does the emergence look like of you coming into this body, into this life, honoring it all together? What does that person look like? How does she live? How does he live? How do they step? How do they walk? What do they feel? What are they thinking? Oh, what are they processing? What is the experience like? What's coming up for you? Caring for yourself. Raising your vibration. Caring enough to raise that vibration.
What you gonna do for yourself to raise your vibration? What you gonna do today? What kind of commitment are you gonna make to yourself today to raise your vibration? Higher frequency, higher living, being the light that we're here to be. Linking in with the light that we already are. Caring and loving for this life that we're given in a beautiful way, respecting and loving what we've been given. This experiment. What does your experiment look like? How's it going for you? How's that feel for you? Is it fulfilling you? Are you finding yourself in love? With your own life? With this gift of today? Of what do you want to do today? What an option. What do you do with your time? What do you do with your attention? What do you do with that energy? Is it used for good? Is it used for worry? Is it used for positive? Linking in with this body, this mind, this purpose, this life, this truth, whatever we're living, linking in, getting a pulse on where we're at right now. What's your pulse look like? What's it saying about what you're doing to your life, with your life, in your life? How's your balance? How's your boundaries? How's it feel all the way around? You gonna let that body lead you back into health? You're going to let that body of knowledge lead your mind back into what it's attempting to go into? A state of freedom where you can just exist and be and follow and flow and vibe. It's good here. It's good here. I recommend you try it out. It does take some work, but it's good here. Trying to do better for myself every day. Raising the level of what I want for my life because I care enough to. I know there's so much more than me. So much more than me. So much more than me. Opening my heart, my life, to the universal creature, this part of this grandioseness that we're all exist in. How's that feel to you? What does your relationship with nature, with the world look like? Examining that. Making sure that whatever you're wearing feels good on you because it's your choice. You're not stuck with anything. You have options and everything. This is a life filled with options. Bringing yourself back into resonance, back into harmony. Raising that vibe, not just for yourself, but for humanity, because each one of us matters. Each one of us matters. Each one of our choices matter. It's all energy. It's all energy. It all matters. Use your energy wisely. Use your energy wisely. Don't give it away. Don't give it to things that don't deserve its attention. And make sure that whatever you consume, you want to consume, because it will consume you. So be careful not to eat things literally and figuratively. Because they will become a part of you should you continue to consume and consume them. So be careful what you do with yourself, what you do with your time, with your mind, because it will embody itself in your life. It will embed itself somewhere in your life. It will show up in your life as a situation, as a circumstance, as an illness. But it will show up. Pay attention to your life. Come into balance with yourself. Let this body lead you back into right. Become the one universal connection we are with the universe. We are all one. I love my life. I thank my life. I honor my life. And I give her my time every day. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.